Failed bomb attack on flight to USA. You're listening to NewsEnglishLessons.com. An airplane in the USA has survived a bomb attack. The flight from Amsterdam to Detroit, Michigan, was 20 minutes away from landing. It had 278 passengers and 11 crew aboard. The bomber was a 23-year-old Nigerian man called Abdul Farouk Abdul Muttalab. He told police he was working for Al-Qaeda. Mr. Abdul Muttalab tried to make a bomb on the airplane with a mix of powder and liquid chemicals. His bomb exploded but did not cause a lot of damage. Instead, he badly burnt one of his legs. Flight attendants quickly put the fire out. Airports and airlines around the world are now on high alert. Security experts believe there will be more attempts to blow up airplanes. Al-Qaeda has a history of attacking flights to and in the USA. The worst were the 9/11 attacks in 2001. Since then, there have been several near misses. Also in 2001, Briton Richard Reid tried to blow up a Paris-Miami flight using explosives hidden in his shoes. He was nicknamed the Shoe Bomber. In 2006, police in Britain discovered a plan to bomb transatlantic flights using liquid bombs disguised as soft drinks.